Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 400 of our classic podcast. We go back to October of 1999 for Dave Oliva. Back when Dave wasn't so much the LAPD prospective officer as he was just an all-around entrepreneurial kind of a guy. And, oh yeah, he weighed in on a few of the issues of the day, like this one. A recent study, when I say recent, around the year 2000, that 32% of the Los Angeles population will be Anglo by the year 2000. This was over 10 years ago, meaning the majority will be Hispanic or Black. And so Dave was on to basically send this message, feel the fry basket, meaning grab a hold of a spatula, grab a hold of a fry basket, because Mr. White Man, you're about to feel that fry basket and that spatula. You're going to be doing the jobs we were doing. So let's listen to Dave as he, seeks to enrage and piss off and otherwise delight the audience here with episode 400 of the Classic Podcast.
Interesting story broke, I guess, about 2 weeks ago that the population, now keep in mind that I know our show is on in some 20 different markets. This is about Los Angeles, this story, and it is that the LA County is, by the year 2000 census, which, as you know, we take a census in this country every 10 years. By the year 2000 census, LA County will reflect 32% Anglo, 32% white, which is to say that the majority of people who live in this county and live in the city will be either Hispanic, African American, Native American, Asian American at all. So the point being that white people, Anglo people, will be in the decided minority. And I heard some comments. There was sort of a series of man on the street interviews they did in LA a couple of weeks ago, and people were reacting negatively to that, as if to say, I don't know what they were worried about, but they were worried. The white folks that they were talking to. And I know that I got Dave hanging on the line here from Los Angeles who wanted to comment on that. You had a couple of comments about that, Dave. You are Latin.
That's right. So first of all, I want to say thanks for having me on your program. I am a young Latin male. I'm 21 years old, and I think that a lot of white people who are worried about this should relax. You know, I think it's going to be a good thing for LA.
A good thing.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, number one, California, you know, used to be part of Mexico. It's going to be good because I think there's going to be a major diversity of peoples. I think that I've always been looking forward to, for instance, in my life, if my career choice is going to be an LAPD.
What, LAPD?
I want to be a police officer for Los Angeles Police Department, yes, sir. And because to me, that's the best police force, you know, like there is in the whole world. You know, I know they've had a lot of problems lately.
Well, there's been a lot of corruption charges leveled at the LAPD lately. I mean, some very, very serious stuff.
Yeah, I know that, you know, but I think if you compare them to other major police, you know, departments, you know, like in the rest of the country, I think that LAPD, you know, for me is like the best. And I think that a lot of the Anglo people who are, you know, worried about there's going to be too many Mexicans or too many black people should, just chill out, you know, because I think it's going to be good for everybody. I think it means that LA is going to be more diverse. This is the best place in the world to live. I think, you know, we have, like, the best movies. You know, we do a lot of movies and everything. There's a lot of movie stars that live in L.A. The white people, are going
to... Well, what do you say to people who, Dave, some Anglo folk who say, well, that's it, I'm moving out?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't?
No, I think I think white people are going to stay put. You know, I think they're not going to move. I mean, they say that, you know, but whites moving out, no, it's not going to happen. Whites are going to stay put. These are the best schools. We have the best real estate. You know, LA has the best, the best beaches. We have good freeways and everything. And we also have,
What about the earthquake stuff? I mean, that's always got people freaking.
No, I think we had the big, you know, everybody says we're going to get the big, big one, you know, but we had the big one.
And we had the big one, what, the one out in the desert?
No, the one that, the 94.
The Northridge quake, you say, was the big one.
That for me was, yeah. I was living in the valley then, and I'll tell you, you know, that was bad. So I think that all these paranoid white people, you know, who think, you know, it's going to be bad, you know, there's too many Latins. I don't know what they're afraid of right now. You need a You need a good mix of Latin and black folks so that when you go to, like, to a movie, you can see a good mix of people. When you think about L.A. right now, you look at L.A., or in the past, I should say, you look at L.A., you know, it's not a good mix of people, you know, but now you can see if you go into the movies or you go to a restaurant, you got a good mix of people, you know, you see, like, black. Like, for instance, go into any restaurant in L.A. right now, you know, you got a good mix. You know,
good mix of different races.
It's a lot of diversity. If you go into a restaurant, I will go into like Chili's or Casa Maria or TGI Friday or go into a Red Onion or something, you know, and you see like there's black, you know, Latin, you know, there's yellow, I mean, like, you know, Asian, Oriental, then white, you know, two whites. So you get a good mix, you know, right now, and that's good. And I think also you'll see it reflected in the movies, too, because we have a lot of Latin actors, you know, working here. I mean, the biggest Mexican-American actor today probably is John Travolta, you know. And then you have Quentin Tarantino. And then you'd like, if you're in a movie, to see a good mix of Mexicans, you know, you see like John Travolta, Quentin Tarantino, Edward James Olmos, Patti LuPone, right? Then you put a white guy in there like Harvey Keitel. And then you two blacks, you know, like Eddie Murphy and John Turturro. And to me, L.A. is like, it's like a salad, you know. Up to this point, it ain't been, you know, it's not been a good salad, you know.
L.A.'s like a salad. So I guess up to this point, it's just been a mixed green salad, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy, you know. But up to this point, it was just like greens, you know. Now, with more Latin people and black people, you got an onion, and, you know, you got like, I guess, you know, black people are like the pepper, you know. I did a paper on this, in fact, for when I was going to get my GED, you know, they were talking about, they were talking about demography.
And demography, right?
Yeah, and I said that if you look at people like a salad, you look at L.A. is like greens is the white people, the pepper are the black people, the onions and the tomatoes are like the Latin people. You know, like summer squash or something that is like the Oriental Asians. And you know, like Jack Cheese or something is like the Native Americans. Throw that all together, you got a nice mix. And
well, these are beautiful things you're saying, Dave. I want you to know that, man. And personally, I think that, and again, mindful that we're not just talking to an audience in Los Angeles, we're talking to people all across the country. That's something for a lot of cities to strive for.
Yeah, because it's going to happen to other cities, too. You know, like most of the cities in America right now, I know, have like white people, you know, there are a lot of whites, you know. But sooner or later, it's going to get, you know, like more black, more Latin. And the white people I have faith in, you know, they're going to stay put. You know,
the white people are going to stay. You've said that twice now. The white people are going to stay put.
Yeah, I really believe that because we got like the best movies in L.A. We have the best freeways in L.A. and the best schools in the world. We've got the best beaches, you know, and there's a lot of money. See, one of the things you got to understand about white people, I mean, you're white. I assume you're a white man, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I'm a white man.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I wonder, but yeah, I'm a white man.
Okay. One thing you have to understand, I think, people don't know about white people like to have money, you know. White people are very, very much into money. They're more into money than any other peoples, I think, in the history of the world, you know. And there's more money in L.A. than any other city, you know. So if you take a lot of money, you're going to have a lot of white people. And that's why whites is not going to move, you know. And
well, why wouldn't the white people want to move to Ventura County?
That's too expensive up there. You know, they're not going to move to Orange County. It's the same thing.
What about Riverside? What about San Bernardino?
That's a lot of smog. That's not the prime property, man. That's not prime real estate.
San Diego County?
Not prime real estate.
Not as prime as L.A.?
Not nowhere near. And wherever the money is, that's where the white people are going to stay. So, I mean, most white people get it. They're going to stay put. The ones that are paranoid, I just wanted to come on and say, hey, you know, back off, man. You know, take it easy, man. I mean, everything's going to be good. It's all good. Everybody's going to be bitching, you know, and it's going to be great, you know. And
all right. Well, that was at least the census report, the preliminary census report, 32% white people.
Well, you know, I mean, that was a time when Latin people and black people were minority, you know. And now maybe white people are going to, you know, I don't want to say nothing, but I mean, they're going to know how it feels, you know. And
whites are going to know how it feels? Is that a good thing?
Well, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's time, you know, that the whites start to know how it feels, you know. Like they've been, you know, they've been piling on a little bit, you know, on black and Mexican people. And
well, let me ask you something. Does that mean that Mexicans and black folks are going to start piling on the white people?
No, not the way we got piled on, no. Because I think the Latin people have a loving heart, you know, and I think that black people have a loving heart.
And do white people have a loving heart?
Excuse me?
Do white people have a loving heart?
No.
They don't have a loving heart?
No, I think some people do. You know, I think most white people, I guess, you know, are kind of cruel. You know?
Well, these are interesting. Can you hold on the line, Dave?
Yeah, I just wanted to say...
I know. Hold the line. That's Dave in L.A. Chill out, baby. Even though the whites are going to be in a minority in L.A. County, take it easy. Because we got great beaches and all that stuff. You guys freaking, anybody, the people living in Los Angeles or and people living across the country, as the demographic ethnic shift begins in this country, does anything worries you? I will tell you it does not worry me. But I live in Ventura County. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. So they got a census that says the white folks are going to be in the minority in L.A. County in the year 2000. I guess we've been in the minority here for the last 10 years. I say we.
You know, that's a natural thing, Phil, to sort of, you know, kind of feel threatened or anything.
Well, first of all, I want to say I got Dave on the line here from Los Angeles. I don't feel threatened. I don't care.
But you said that you live in Ventura County, too, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I do drive into downtown every day. I drive for 40 miles from Ventura County all the way into downtown L.A. I work on the Wilshire Corridor here. We work in a place called Koreatown. I mean, it's about as ethnically diverse a place as you could possibly get.
Okay, does it bother you at all?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I work here. I, you know, walk up the street to the stores. I shop around here on my way home. It doesn't bug me, okay? I'm fine with it.
That's the attitude that white people should have. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Don't be all upset about it. You know, accept it. Oh, it's going to happen. I mean, that's what's happening in America, you know, that most Latins and blacks and Native American people are taking over, you know? So either you can fight it, which is useless, or you can accept it, you know?
Well, I think fighting it is a little silly. And accepting it is just that you're accepting your country, don't you think?
That's right. You know, that's exactly right. And again, you know, that's why I say, you know, white people are going to stay put. I don't think they're going to go no place.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, we have a situation, obviously, where the country is in a constant change, and you do have... different ethnic origins are
that's right,
you know,
right.
Proliferating into the different areas. But,
that's right.
But you also, you can't have the attitude that, you know, well, it's also payback time. You know, that to me is, isn't.
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, when you're saying that you know, oh, well, good, now that there's going to be more blacks, more Hispanics, et cetera, into a particular area, and so now that whitey is going to be the minority.
I didn't say whitey.
Well, you said that the white people are going to be the minority.
Right, but I didn't say the word whitey.
Okay, well.
Okay, that's real different, you know, from saying white folks or Anglo folks to say whitey.
Okay, but you did, no. you made the statement.
Why did you take it like that?
Well, because you made the statement that now it's payback time, and it's like, well, so what? And that was what the opinion was. That was what you presented.
You did say that. You did say that. You said that it was going to be like a, you know.
Well, I mean, the thing I want to say is this. You know, like white folks have sort of been piling on, you know, black and Latin people for a long time, right? I mean, Tylenol.
I don't agree with that.
Making jokes and everything.
You know what really irritates me is that you see a black person and black people or Hispanics, they may sit around and say, hey, I've been picked on my whole life. I've been picked on for 100 years or 200 years. And it seems like it always goes back to the times of slavery. And it's like,
slavery. I didn't say nothing about slavery.
No, I'm just making a point.
You didn't hear my point. My point is that it's like, you know, y'all just been piling on. You know, and all that.
Let's say that white folks have been piling on. So what?
Well, now it's, you know, maybe we'll have a little bit of fun. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. You gotta understand. All I'm saying is that I think like young white teenagers, for instance, should become used to, you know, maybe taking a job in the restaurant business, or you know, lowering their expectations a little bit. That's all.
White teenagers?
Yeah, should you know, at least begin to lower their expectations just a little bit, you know?
That white teenagers are going to do what?
Well, I mean, would you got more Latin or black people, you know, who are going to be owning businesses and stuff now, that means that the white kids are going to have to start taking some jobs, you know, like, I don't know, like Burger King or whatever, or go over to, you know, Whaler, or what is the Whaler?
Burger King's got the Whaler.
Yeah, you know, serving up Whaler, you know, serving up like a McFish and stuff like that. You know, that's all I'm saying. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
it's just time for the white kids to start working fast food.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And, you know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with a young white teenager, you know, working his way through high school, serving up a McFish, or like a lot of Latin people, you know, pick some lettuce or something. You know, that's good, you know, and to me, that teaches respect, and it teaches a good thing, you know.
All right, so Dave, you're saying that the time is now with the minority population of white people in L.A. County, and perhaps it's going to become a trend across the country. It's time for young people, young white people, to start serving up fast food and picking lettuce?
Well, I'm just saying that that's what it's going to be. You know, I would say you say you have three sons?
I have three stepsons. One is a teenager.
Well, I think it's time for him to get used to the idea, you know, that,
Should I send him up to In-N-Out Burger and get a job?
Well, I think it's time for him to get used to the idea. Just drop a hint, you know. Like, I have a couple of white friends I'll tell you about. They're both, like, 16, 17 years old. You know, they're the nephews of a friend of mine, right? I'll go over to their house and, you know, be having a hamburger or something, you know, like on the barbecue, and I'll say, hey, man, check it out. You know, you might as well get used to this thing. I'll give them the spatula. I'll let them have the feel of the spatula. How's it feel? The weight of it in their hand. You know, what's it like to get the fries into the oil? You know, and I made a little paper hat just for fun, you know. It didn't mean nothing. I made a little paper hat that looks like, you know, the kids wear at the McDonald's. They put it on their head
So you give them the spatula and the paper hat to give them the feel of what it's,
well, you know, what it's going to be like, you know, for them. That's all I'm saying. And if white people can get into that, man, it's going to be beautiful. You know, everything's going to be all right. I think it's all good, and that's the only point that I'm trying to make you. I ain't trying to pile on or nothing.
Okay, Dave, hold on here. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Just get a feel for that spatula. How's that spatula feel, Tony?
Gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Hendry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Gee, thanks. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Dave?
Yep, Phil.
Okay, can I ask you something? Everything you were saying, I love about how we all had to get together. It's a one big salad, and
that's you know, that's like the way that I look at it. You know, that we should be like a salad. You know,
yeah, I loved all of that. But then you started getting into this stuff about how white kids better start learning how to. You have two friends who are the nephews of a friend of yours.
No, what I said is I got two white. They're white. My best friend is white. My best friend's Anglo.
Okay.
And his nephew, we went over to their house, you know, for like a barbecue, right?
Okay.
And I said, hey, man, come on over here and feel it. Just get a feel for the spatula, you know, because when you get into high school, that's going to be like your job now, working the burger, you know, like McFish or whatever.
So get a feel for the spatula? Were you joking?
No. I said, you know, you can be anything you want in America, but, I mean, it's going to be like it's your turn now, man. It's your turn for the McFish.
Their turn for the McFish, huh?
No, but I mean, no matter where you work, you know, like the chicken, I don't know what Jack in the Box has got, chicken.
Well, it doesn't matter what the sandwich is. I mean, get a feel for the spatula.
Well, I know it sounds stupid, but, you know.
It just sounds a little condescending is all.
No, but I mean, that's what you got to do. If you're white and you live in like L.A. or L.A. County or any town where there's a lot more Latin people or black people, you know, you got to kind of lower the your expectations, you know, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm always saying, like, whites got to learn, you know, how it feels, you know, to stand on a corner, you know, to look for a job and things like that.
To stand in a corner looking for a job. Okay, I'm hearing you here, Dave. Let me go to some phone calls. Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Memphis?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Speak up, please.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the guy that called in.
He's right. Are you there, Dave?
I'm right here, yeah.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to comment on your feel for the spatula comment.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean, you know, I'm not trying to offend anybody, I hope.
No, I didn't take offense to it at all. I'm just wanted to let you know that I'm sure there are plenty of white people. In fact, I know there are plenty of white people that do stand on the street corner and do beg for food and do work at Burger King or what
like,
have you.
Like in Memphis, you know, you got, you have a lot of good, because I was in Memphis like 2 years ago, you got great barbecue.
Yes, we do.
Like that Memphis barbecue, you know.
Right, but what I'm saying is, whether you're in a minority group or not,
right,
it's up to you personally to make your standards higher and do for yourself, not just because your friend or your whole family has all flipped the burgers. That doesn't mean that you have to.
No, that's right.
I mean, I've worked very hard to be where I am today, and I definitely did not come from money. I am white.
Did you ever do like you know, the McFish or chicken fillet?
No.
Or anything like that?
No. You know why?
Mm-mm.
Because I chose to educate myself.
Well, how did you?
And I did that on my own.
What job did you have? You know,
I work in radiology. I'm in the medical field. I put myself through school.
Yeah, you got out in time, you know, because if this would be like 5 years later, I mean, you'd be doing chicken fillet.
No, because
Chick-fil-A, you know.
That's the difference.
Memphis
because
barbecue.
I have higher standards for myself. It's not that you're being oppressed or whatever. It's the fact that you personally have to make your standards higher to be where you want to be. It's
okay.
It's all your attitude.
Who's your favorite Mexican actor? John Travolta or
John Travolta's not
Tarantino?
Mexican.
What?
John Travolta is not Mexican.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
I hate to break the news.
John Travolta?
Yeah. I hate to break the news.
But John Travolta's Mexican.
Yeah, I just want to know who your favorite, John Travolta or Quentin Tarantino?
Quentin Tarantino, man, I know he ain't Mexican.
Hey, man, I hate to break the news. Yes, he is. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, man.
It really doesn't matter.
Well, why are you asking that question?
Because, Phil, I think with more Latin people in L.A. County, you're going to see, this is a great thing, a lot of more Latin actors, you know.
Look. Latin people are great. Everybody of every origin is great. It's just the fact that you are not made to flip burgers. It's your own choice.
My favorite Latin actor then would be John Travolta.
Yeah, mine too.
All right, thank you, ma'am. 1-800.
Well, see, there you are condescending because I'm Mexican, you know?
No, I'm not condescending. I don't know whether John Travolta's Mexican. If you say that he is, all right. And I believe that of the two, Quentin Tarantino's not even an actor. He's a movie director.
No. He was in,
All right, he was in Dust Till Dawn. I don't know what the hell else he's been in. He sucks as an actor. If you put him up against John Travolta, Travolta wins, okay?
Okay, John Travolta. Hold on. John Travolta, number one Mexican actor. Okay.
Great, got it?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Hollywood, Florida on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Travolta is a Mexican actor. I can't believe you, David. David?
Yes?
I can't believe you.
What?
Now, are you educated? Are you? What kind of education do you have?
I went to LAPD. I went to LA High School. I'm going to go to LAPD Academy. I want to be LAPD.
What What did you work? Did you flip burger or no?
Yeah, man, I flipped burger, okay. I did a lot. I did everything.
Okay, so do you think that everybody...
What are you talking about? John Travolta, man, is the number one Mexican actor out there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, man. Where are you from?
I'm from North Africa.
Okay, I come from America, man. I mean, you know, I hate to break the news.
And I am white, you know, from North Africa and white.
That's, like, not even possible.
You want to go to the LAPD and you don't know at least a little bit of a geography here?
Wait a second, man. You said you come from Africa, right?
I don't want you to be a guard in my neighborhood now, you know?
Hey, you say you come from, I'm going to be LAPD, man. You live in Florida, man. I don't know nothing about that. I'm going to be LAPD. That's the best police department in America.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. What are you talking about? There's no white folks in Africa.
There's not, man. Don't be stupid.
You said you went to school, too, huh?
Yeah, I went to school, yeah. What are you laughing about, man?
You kidding me? I mean, I'm in Florida. I'd like to reach over the phone and just take you from the neck and see how can you defend yourself. Yeah?
What am I saying, man? I'm talking about racial harmony, man.
Okay. I am from another country, and the government, the American government, brought me here because of my intelligence. Not to come and flip
okay,
burgers
good,
here.
Man.
They need me.
They
I am a scientific
man,
researcher.
Yeah, that's fine, man. But when you come to America, the first thing you got to do is work from the ground up. You may not think you're going to be flipping burgers, but you're going to be.
They are doing it. The white kids, they are doing it from college, and they go and buy their cars. They fix up everything. They
well,
count
the last
on themselves.
When's the last time you flipped a burger, man?
I flipped a burger a long time ago.
You not in Tunisia?
I caught you,
because there's no burgers in Tunisia, okay?
No.
I lived
in Europe.
What do you mean
no burger in Tunisia? Listen to this guy.
What are you talking about?
No, this guy said that he flipped burgers a long, long time ago, but he said he come from Tunisia, Africa. They no burger.
There's no
Burger King, man.
Tunisia is Americanized, man. You have everything American in Tunisia. You are really ignorant.
No. Are you telling me that they got, like, McFish and everything like that there?
They get all the McFish, they get all the Burger King, everything, my friend. You just need to travel a little bit.
Tunisia, man? Come on, man.
LAPD. You don't know LAPD.
LAPD is the best police department.
We got that, and we're getting off track. The gentleman said he's got Burger King and whatever the gentleman has there in Tunisia. They got it.
Well, don't go banging on LAPD, man. What do you got in Florida, man? You don't have no LAPD.
No, in Florida, they got Metro-Dade, okay? They're pretty good, too.
They're the best here.
They got some very good cops there. Now, look, the point that the man, I believe, in Hollywood, Florida is trying to make is that you, first of all, you need to understand that everybody, no matter who they are, has to come from someplace, right?
Of course.
Whatever that means.
What do you mean, whatever that means?
What's that supposed to mean?
Listen, usually, every year, they do some kind of lottery in all the countries, and then they pick people to bring them here because they don't have enough.
To flip, for instance, to minority.
They want to have a little more.
To flip
they
burgers,
bring
man.
Them from their country here.
I don't think they should bring people over here to flip burgers, though, is all I'm trying to say.
Well, you can flip burger if you want. If you are smart, you can flip, you know, brains.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, whatever you're going
to
do.
All right, well, sir, welcome and thank you for your contribution to our country.
But have you flipped a burger yet, man?
I'm going to come over there and flip you, Dave.
No, man, I want to know.
Where are you from, Dave?
I come from East Los Angeles. I come from Monterey Park, California.
No. Originally, where?
I'm originally from Monterey Park, California. My parents are originally from Chihuahua, Mexico.
Chihuahua, Mexico, huh?
Right, yeah. Where are you from? Where are you from, man? Where are you from, man?
No,
come on, man. Where are you from, really?
I'm from Tunisia.
No, man, you said you're white, man. There's no way.
North Africa, it's white.
No,
too.
Man, there's no
in
white.
In Africa,
people.
You get black, you get light black, you get dark black, and you get the white and the real
dude,
white
man,
and the blonde, blue eyes, green eyes.
You ever heard of the, Dave, the Berber people?
What?
The Berbers are very light-skinned Northern African people.
Man, you know something? They make
beautiful
that,
ladies, beautiful Berber ladies.
They make
in Africa, it's all black.
Do they make that carpet?
I'm sorry, cotton?
Do they make that carpet, man? You know, like that thing that flies?
A Cotton?
No, carpet, man, like the flies.
Carpet, oh, yeah. That's the cool. Best carpet.
I like
there.
That, man.
What do you mean, flies? Look at you. Listen to you.
No, I'm talking about that flying carpet, man. What is that about?
EPD. What do you mean, flying carpet? That's stories that they used to tell to kids when they were babies. You know what you mean?
No, man.
That's your education here, flying carpet? Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody flying on a carpet?
I've not seen it myself, man. I'm just talking about what people said they had seen. I had a friend of mine went down to Morocco one time and brought out, like, I don't know, 3-4 pounds of hash. Okay.
And he got on his flying carpet and came to America with it?
Okay, man. This is why the white people, man, better watch out. You're going to laugh at a Mexican, man. You know, especially a white man from Africa, man. That is way, that's whack. There's no way, man. There's no way.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir, for your call. Flying carpet with a friend of yours. 2 pounds of hash. Tell him to watch his step. You understand? Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And all of this just a discussion of the changing ethnicity of our of the city of Los Angeles and the county of L.A. and the whole country. 32% of our population in L.A. County by the year 2000 will be white. So whites will be the minority. And Dave's calling up to say everything's going to be fine. Do you make the flying carpet? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry, Dave, I cut you off. We have Dave from Monterey Park on the line with us talking about the shifting ethnic balance in L.A. County, and it most probably is going to happen in other American cities, from predominantly Anglo to predominantly so-called minority Latin, black, what have you. You asked me a question?
No, Phil, I know that you have, because I've heard you on your show before say that you keep drumsticks.
Do I keep drumsticks? I keep drumsticks in my work bag, yeah.
Yeah, can you do me a favor?
Okay.
Okay, and this is something that everybody listening should do, okay? If there are a lot of white people, you know, listening to your show tonight, I want them to do this. Grab just a stick or just a long, straight, you know, wooden or metal object, okay? Do you have that drumstick?
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Okay, now put that in the middle of your hand. Okay, you doing that?
Right.
All right, now I want you to sort of kind of feel the weight of that, just a little bit, okay?
Right.
Okay, now that's kind of what a spatula feels like, you know, at Burger King.
Why do I have to do that?
No, I'm just saying, for the white people, you know, just get the feel of it, okay? Just get the feel of it. That's all I'm saying. Just get the feel of it. You know that?
What do you get the feel of it, man? Look, I ain't going back to Burger King, okay? I'll mow lawns, all right?
Well, I'm just saying to get the feel of it. You know,
all right, I got it. I got the feel of it. When I go home tonight, I'll go into my kitchen and I'll pull a spatula out of the drawer and I'll get that good feel of that spatula in case I got to go start flipping McFish, all right? Here is Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on his saying, on Dave, is that his name?
Yeah, my name is Dave. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Holly.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Real good, thanks.
I just wanted to let you know that John Travolta is, in fact, Italian.
I hate to break the news.
He is Italian. He talks about his Italian heritage all the time.
He may do that. I mean, that's all part of that whole thing that they do, you know.
He's Italian.
He's Mexican. I hate to break the news.
He is Italian.
I hate to break the news. He's Mexican.
No, he's very Italian.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the news.
He is very, very much
Italian. He's very Mexican.
No, he's not.
No, he's Mexican.
Okay, well, if that's how you want it, but I'm sure if he were listening right now, I'm sure he would probably want to call and clear that up. But anyway,
why would he want to clear it up?
I thought I would do it for him.
Yeah, he'd call up and say he's a Mexican.
What?
He'd call up and say, hi, I'm John Travolta, I'm a Mexican.
No, he would say he's Italian because he's Italian.
He would say he's Mexican because he's Mexican.
Okay, well, another comment
I hate to break the news, you know.
Another comment is
Why are you so sure he's Mexican?
Because that's the word, man. I hate to break the news.
You hate to break the news?
That's right. That's the word that's out.
Okay, well, another comment I would like to make is I don't think that I have to lower my standards to work in a fast food place.
Okay.
For
have
your
you got
convenience.
Have you got a spatula?
I noticed that's what it feels like. I do cook at home.
But have you like tested the weight in your hand? Just get the feel of it.
Why should I do that?
Just so you get used to it. You know, that's all I'm saying.
To please you?
No. Just so you get used to, you know, how that feels. You know, the weight distribution.
I don't think anybody has to lower their standards that much. I mean, anybody, regardless of their weight,
you know,
can work anywhere they want to work.
You might as well get accustomed to it now.
Okay, because I guess I'm going to be in the fast food business.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you don't know, you know.
No, I
mean, you think John Travolta's Italian, man, so I don't know what kind of future you're going to have.
No, I know he's Italian. I know for a fact.
You think he's Italian.
No, I know for a fact that he is.
If you think John Travolta's Italian, I get used to that spatula.
Okay.
All right, look, we're all getting used to our spatulas. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Germantown on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a few points to make here. Okay, first of all, Dave is pretty much embodying everything that I've thought about for 2 years in terms of
what?
Politics of our turn and what I call get evenism.
What?
It's not about wanting to have any kind of an end to this bashing each other on racial terms.
What about?
It looks like a fun ride. It's our turn to ride it. Now, hang on here.
What?
People think...
What are you talking about?
What am I? Who you're sitting here talking about getting used to the spatula? Now, hang on.
No, I'm just saying, man. You know, I'm just saying. You know, so
yeah. Okay.
Let
me just explain this to you here. Okay. If people, if whites are scared of something, it's because of. If whites are scared of other races, it's because whether it's real or just perceived, but there is a perceived notion that a bigger percent of the other races are uneducated.
Well, look, man. You live in a place called Germantown.
That's why. You know, you say you want to come on here and reassure the white people about
you. You live in a place called Germantown, man.
Blacks and Hispanics.
Move out of Germantown and get an idea what's going on, man.
Shoot, let me tell you about an idea what's going on.
You live in Germantown,
whites,
man.
Listen to me. If whites are going to be the minority in Los Angeles, then let's end all quotas. We'll just let the best thrive, and we'll see who wants
that
spatula in their hand.
Okay? Get a feel for that thing now, man.
Hello?
Get a feel for that spatula now.
Excuse me.
Do you have a spatula? I mean, maybe you don't. Maybe you got somebody else cooking for you. But I'm saying go to the kitchen, get that spatula, get the feel of the weight distribution.
Dave.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Dave.
Whether it's plastic or whatever.
Dave. Shut up for a second and let me finish this.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you that what you got to expect, that's all. I'm going to be LAPD someday. You shouldn't speak to a future police officer like that.
Dude, I do Tier 2 tech support for National Internet Service Provider, and I'm telling you, Dave, you couldn't do my
whatever,
job.
Man. That's got nothing to
you
do with LAPD.
Do my job.
That's not LAPD. Okay? I mean, I'm talking LAPD.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's not like, you know.
And I'm telling you right
live
now.
Live it out in Germantown, man.
My
I don't
job.
Know.
Okay, now. My final comment on this, okay?
What's Germantown anyway, man?
My final comment is this, and that is that you say that blacks and Hispanics have good hearts, but whites don't. And yet you're sitting here preaching about all this get-evenism and get used to the spatula and all that.
What's wrong with that, man?
Like,
what's wrong with working for a living, you know?
Hey, listen, you listen to me.
Dude?
If you're going to talk about working for a living and you're going to talk about who's going to flip the spatula, I said, let's end all quotas in Los Angeles County. Let's end all hiring quotas based on any kind of an idea of perceived minority or any of that in Los Angeles, and we'll let the best thrive. And we will see, Dave, who winds up with the spatula in their hand and who winds up thriving.
But I don't think you know what a spatula feels like. That's all I'm saying to you. Try and get the feel of it.
I've worked at Burger King. I've worked at Wendy's. I've worked at Pizza Hut. I've worked at Little Caesars.
You can't get out of that cycle, can
let's
you?
Let's see.
How come you worked at so many of those places?
Kinko's. I've worked cleaning carpet. I'm now doing Tier 2 tech support for a national internet service provider. Within a couple of years, I will have my own business started.
What about, did you ever
and
work
as long
basket?
As we don't get
did you ever work
confidence
for that's
in
all
the
I'm
government,
asking
they won't take so much of my
all
money
I'm, all
away,
I'm asking
and
you,
I'll
man.
Actually be able
all
to make a decent
you,
living for myself.
You have ever worked
hopefully
for
one
okay?
day, Dave,
have
people
ever,
like you will actually be educated to the point that they have some clue of what goes on in the real world.
Just because you pissed in the fry basket, man, don't mean you worked in a fast food restaurant, okay?
And I'm not. See, he didn't say that.
Well, I mean, this guy's like he worked at every fast food joint in America. I didn't say you had to do that, man.
It's not a question of had to. It's a question of I need
the Pizza Hut, Burger King, McDonald's, man. You got
to
break out of that cycle, man. Just one is good, you know? And that fry basket, you know how that feels? Have you ever picked up the fry basket?
Have you ever been out of the country?
Have I been out of the country?
Yeah.
Dude, I go out of the country every year, man.
To Mexico, right?
No, all over the place.
Where?
I've been to the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
I've been to China.
Uh-huh.
I've been to India.
Uh-huh.
I've been to Europe, Greece, Turkey. Okay?
And you probably
if you want, man, I can send you some of the brochures I got. I got them at home, you know.